Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Disbarred attorney Alec Murdaugh wrapping up some business that's been sitting out there in the ether for quite some time right now. The wrongful death lawsuit involving the family of Mallory Beach. A $500,000 insurance payout now made to the Beach family, and Alec Murdaugh has been dropped from it. It all goes back to that boat crash in February of 2019. And now closes out this case, basically. Mallory was just a 19-year-old student at the University of South Carolina when she was on that boat with Paul Murdaugh and friends when it crashed into the Acres Creek Bridge near Paris Island. The collision threw Mallory Beach overboard, and after an extensive search, her body was discovered in a nearby river 8 days later. Beach's death sparked a lengthy legal battle as her family sought accountability for the crash. According to law enforcement officials, Paul Murdaugh, who was also 19, was allegedly operating the boat while intoxicated. Witnesses and authorities indicated that the group had been drinking on the evening of the accident, and Paul had been observed purchasing alcohol at Parker's Kitchen convenience store in Ridgeland earlier that night. In 2019, Paul was charged with three felony accounts, including boating under the influence, causing death. However, he never stood trial due to his death in June of 21, when he and his mother, Maggie, were killed at the family's Culleton County hunting estate. Alec Murdaugh, now facing and rather serving a life sentence, was later convicted for the murders of his wife and son. Let's not forget, though, part of this story when we're talking about the time between Paul being charged and the boat accident, because in that very hospital, Alec Murdaugh was in there with his great grandpa, Paul Murdaugh, or whatever the fuck they called him. And they were trying to convince his friend to take the rap for driving the boat, even though he knew he was not driving the boat.
Sounds like fraud to me.
Yeah, they were trying to steer the whole fucking thing. It's even like on the video cameras of the hospital, trying to, you know, realign this with. And this is the time also that Alec Murdaugh pulled his little sheriff's badge out and was walking around talking to people in the hospital. And he was like, I didn't really realize it was out. I just had it out. just a twisted human fucking being. But yeah, I mean, there was so much dark stuff that was going on there, trying to not be responsible for all this. It's all laid out in many of those documentaries that we've seen online. According to law enforcement officials, Paul Murdaugh, who was 19, allegedly was operating the boat while intoxicated. We did that part. In October 23, the court filing detailed that Murdaugh's insurance provider, Progressive, agreed to pay $500,000 as part of a settlement with the Beach family, signed by Flo herself. She came in there and However, the payment was contingent upon Murdaugh's removal from the wrongful death lawsuit. The filing stated Progressive will only proceed with this payout on the condition that Alec Murdaugh is released from the litigation. This $500,000 payout was the latest in a series of legal resolutions linked to the case. So basically it was, okay, we'll pay out, but you got to get him off there because we ain't paying any more out.
Yeah.
The financial settlement from Progressive adds to a prior settlement agreed reached with Parker's Corporation. In July of 23, the Beach family settled with Parker's for $15 million. The convenience store chain was implicated in the lawsuit because Paul Murdaugh, who was underage, allegedly purchased alcohol there before the crash. A judge approved this settlement after a prolonged period of negotiation. The legal proceedings surrounding the wrongful death lawsuit have drawn significant attention, particularly given Alec Murdaugh's high-profile criminal cases. Murdaugh, once a prominent Lowcountry attorney, was disbarred following allegations of extensive financial misconduct. Prosecutors argued that financial strains in the looming Beach lawsuit motivated Murdaugh to kill his wife and son, fearing that his theft of millions from clients would soon be exposed. In addition, in March of 23, a jury convicted him on two counts of murder for the deaths of Paul and Maggie, and he was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. In addition to the murder charges, Murdaugh faced further legal consequences for his financial misdeeds. In May of 23, he pled guilty to 22 financial-related charges, with the court ordering him to pay $8.7 million in restitution to his victims. He received an additional 40-year sentence for these offenses, intensifying the overall penalties for the crimes he committed. Despite Murdaugh's criminal convictions and ongoing life sentence, the civil litigation involving Mallory Beach's tragic death has lingered until this month's settlement. Following Progressive's $500,000 payout, the court closed the Beach family's wrongful death lawsuit, bringing an end to the legal proceedings related to the fatal boat crash. The Beach's family attorney commented, "The resolution provides a measure of closure to the family who has endured unimaginable loss and prolonged litigation. Our hope is that the Beach family can now begin the process of healing." The settlement marks a final chapter in the legal cases connected to the fatal boat crash that took Mallory Beach's life, a tragedy that ultimately set off a chain of events ending with multiple convictions and financial penalties for Alec Murdaugh.
This story is never going to go away. There are so many parts and so many tentacles of this story. It's so complex. I am having trouble keeping track of it, to be honest with you.
I think I'm pretty good on it all. I think I understand it, but I'm in it more. But it is. I mean, there's so many tentacles to it, and it just keeps getting greater. And now that it bore its own tentacles because of the misdeeds of Becky Hill, allegedly in the trial of Alec Murdaugh, Murdaugh has a very good chance of going to trial again and repeating this whole fucking thing.
It's astounding, just astounding that we might be doing this trial all over again.
And if you ask me, he deserves it. Not because I think he's innocent. I think he's guilty as shit. But because it was a miscarriage of justice, you can't try to influence jurors. And that's what allegedly happened here. We have two of them that are saying that. You just can't do that. And Becky Hill clearly was trying to, you know, skew things a certain way.
God, did you ever think it would come to this? Of all the things that we thought would happen with this trial, that was not something that popped into my head.
I thought it was done, but I mean, it wasn't very long after that we started hearing the allegations of the jury tampering. And at first I thought it was bullshit. And then I started listening to it. I mean, my initial reaction was bullshit, but that was without knowing anything. It's just because every client is going to, they're going to file an appeal no matter what. And a lot of times they go to some sort of inconsistency with the jury because it's kind of all they can go for. So I thought that's what it was at first. And then you start looking at them like, okay, well, what's the proof? And all of a sudden, oh, a juror is saying that this actually happened. There's all these people who are coming out with sworn affidavits of what they believe happened. And then we've learned more and more about the dismissed juror, which I think is even more crazy than just the one that heard her say the, like, oh, you know, be careful, you know, look out for him, whatever the fuck she said. But the fact that it looks like she convinced the judge to remove a juror based on a Facebook post that never existed. That's, you know, I mean, for someone that also said that she was kind of on the fence about all this. So my question about that is, did Becky Hill find a Facebook post from somebody that she thought was this person's significant other or former significant other, and then show it to the judge? And the judge is like, oh, okay, must be true. Becky's, you know, she's on it. And then they dismissed him. Like, maybe this post actually did exist, but it was somebody else's account. And they're so stupid that they didn't, like, make sure it was the right person that they were looking at. They just saw the name because there's, you know, 50,000 of the same name in there. And like, well, this one pertains to Alec Murdaugh, which likely many people would be talking about at that moment in time. Did that happen? Or did Becky Hill make it up? Did she, like, literally make a fake account and make it look like this person's account and put that statement out there? I think it could go either way, quite honestly. I think she's dumb enough to have just looked these people up, trying to find some sort of dirt, thinks she does, and then goes and shows it to the judge, and they're both so just out of touch with how these things work that they're like, well, must be dead. That must be true. Was that what happened? I don't know.
Do you think we're ever going to know?
No. Because I don't think either of them want to admit how stupid they were in this whole thing. I don't think Judge Clifton Newman wants to be looked at as, you really blundered that one. Like, what was the proof she gave you to dismiss this juror? And how well did you vet it? I know there's not a lot of time to vet it in the morning when you're being brought this information, but you can't just do nothing with it. You can't just say, well, must be true.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a generation gap that somebody was,
yeah,
you know, just didn't understand maybe how Facebook worked, that just because you read it doesn't mean it's true.
Well, just because it's under someone's name doesn't mean it's theirs, or doesn't Correct. Mean it's not like the other 7,000 people with the same name that are on Facebook, and you just happen to find one that talked negatively about Alec Murdaugh, and you said, "Oh, this person is connected to this person," when it wasn't at all. I don't know. I could see it being just a totally stupid blunder.
Yeah.
Or I can see her, you know, making it, creating it, because she knew that the person had a, what was on the fence about Alec Murdaugh. I don't know. I mean, these are just my conjecture. I have no fucking idea. So she's never been, she's looking at probably some issues here and charges, but that's just my opinion on the whole damn thing.
Man, so. It's just so convoluted. I thought as soon as he got the judgment against him and, you know, mm-hmm. sorry, you're guilty, bye-bye, that's the last we'd ever hear of him until he passed away. Nope.
Fortunately, the name Murdaugh will be repeated on this program for likely the next 5 years in some level of frequency.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.